We knew with the squad where they're at the moment, with a few players coming back from long-term injuries, that you know there's a few that can't do the 90 at the moment. And we always planned a couple of substitutions on 60 minutes, but you know the goal changed the game. I thought it was more of a tactical stalemate up till then. They'd created more chances than we had. But organisation-wise, I thought it was okay. But then the goal, they got their toes up and we changed it, and I thought the substitutions changed the game a little bit. Then we looked more lively, got more legs about us, and looked like we could create them more problems.
What worries me slightly, I'm sure it will worry a lot of Brentford fans that were here today, is the who is the man that's going to make things happen. Josh McEachran is passing sideways. Romain Sawyers, of course, hasn't played at this level. Who are you looking to really make that change?
Oh, there's a few players. I mean, you only have to look at Nico when he came on and the energy he gave us, and he'd done ever so well last season, and you know, scored a goal, and you know, he's had to have an injection in his toe today. He had an infected toe yesterday, so he had to have an injection to get him on the pitch. So Nico can give us energy. Romain, you know, he's more of a... I thought when he went up there with Scott and played, I thought there was some good passages of play. At the moment, we're lacking wide players, which we know that we're looking for, with a little bit of pace, because you know it's probably unnatural at the moment for the likes of Lewis and Romain to be expected to go on the outside of people.
And talking about going on the outside of the people, the full-backs today, you know, again, not played much at this level. Did they let you down?
No, I don't think they let me down. You know, disappointed that we let the cross in for the first goal. You know, the thing that I'll take away from this is that I showed a lot of spirit. You know, we reacted well to going behind, and you know, it's just disappointing that we conceded so quickly after we'd got back in it. I thought they were a bit fortunate. You know, Romain's gave the ball away, they broke on us. But the lads rode through a couple of tackles, and Dan's made a good save, and it just ends up bouncing to their lad, unfortunately. But yeah, we know there's work to be done, and we'll get better as the games come on.
Don't need to tell you, it's a punishing season. Straight down to Exeter we all go, me too. Presumably a lot of changes.
Well, they'll have to be, because as I said, you know, some of our players are coming back from long-term injuries, and you know, we have to look after them to make sure that we're going to get the best out of them. You know, we've got 6 or 7 games in this month, you know, and we have to be right for them. So recovery is really important now. It's disappointing results. You know, I don't think we didn't do enough to win the game today, but I thought we might be taking a point away.